We're heading now to meet a young man who's gone from a hip-hop dancing city boy to manager of a 650-hectare sheep and beef farm. Viliata Jr. Funuti Taulango farms near Patoka at the base of the Kaweka Range inland in Hawke's Bay. He says farming's in his Samoan DNA, and it turns out his hip-hop talent's being put to good use too.
Stay there, Diesel.
Junior doesn't need special dancing shoes. His farm boots will do. And the heifers in the paddock are just as attentive as any human audience.
My name is Viliata Jr. Funuti Taulango. I am a proud Samoan farmer up in Patoka. And I love what I do and I love what I do it for. I'm a dancer, I'm a father, I'm a motivator.
Junior's also a fitness trainer. He pours all of those skills into everyday farming.
I was moving some heifers down the road and it was taking a long time doing it because it was quite hot. So I put the camera on the front of my bike and I was just dancing while these heifers were just walking down the road. There was a car behind my bike watching me and then they were just clapping their hands and it was cool.
Does it help the heifers move? Does it help the sheep as they do what you want them to do?
Nah, I think they just stop and look and think, what a weirdo. But nah, it's definitely a morale thing.
We're heading up to look at a beautiful view, a favourite view of yours, Junior.
Yep, this is probably my favourite view on the farm. It's a view that I usually go up and just think about things on the farm and make plans and that, but also just to reflect on life, just how far I've come and where I came from. So what we can see here is pretty much a view of top of our farm, really, up here. So we are 650 hectares, about 620 of that is effective. And so looking down here, you can see the boundary along the tree lines there before you hit the freshly pine trees. That's ours on closest to our side. And if you look left, pretty much all you can see is all us here. So it's quite a big farm. It's what you call a pocket rocket kind of farm, eh? It's, it's just big enough. But not too big, but it's really intensive.
And tell us about the stock. What have you got here?
So we have 600 stud sheep, 120 of our own mixed age cows that we breed, and we have trade lambs, which we'll buy in summer, and then we have 300 grazing heifers, so it's quite full on.
Junior's nearly 2 years into this job. It's 10 years now since he left Christchurch, where he was studying for a short time to be a social worker.
Well, I seen the job come up for a farm manager, and at the time when I was in Wairarapa, I was stock manager. So I talked about it with my wife, and because my wife's quite driven, and she was like, you should give it a go, you know. But I was looking at the title so much, I was like, man, I don't think I could manage a farm. It's quite, you know, the title kind of put me off. But then I thought, I've got nothing to lose, I might as well just jump at it and give it a go. And it was more so the fact I didn't believe in myself that I couldn't do it. So I just applied for it and actually they wanted me to come out and have a look at the farm. And then it wasn't until when I had a look at the farm, I was like, man, I can actually do this. So here I am, managing a farm at 29 years old. So,
You say you come up here for time out and to think about how far you've come. Tell us more about your kind of journey to get here.
It's been pretty tough, to be honest. I was born in Christchurch and Mum and Dad took us to Samoa. So I was there for 6 years. And then coming back, I had to learn how to speak English and everything. So, that time I was getting a lot of you know, bullying and stuff like that. So I didn't really understand what that was all about. So I had to learn quickly on my feet on how to approach things. And then going through high school, I just still didn't know what I wanted to do. I found myself stuck in a hole. I thought, man, I don't know what I want to do. I don't want to be just a worker.
And you were living in Christchurch, in the city?
Yeah, in the city. City kid.
Growing up there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. growing up there. And then me and my wife decided, you know what, let's just pack up and go to Taratahi.
And Taratahi is the agricultural college, or was operating as an agricultural college in Wairarapa.
Yep. Yes, and I think that's really shaped us and helped us get into farming. I didn't even know what a sheep and a ram was. I thought it was all the same. So learning the fundamentals of farming and the basics of it really, you know, grew me into the industry.
Just rewind a bit, because you were also affected by the earthquakes, weren't you, in Christchurch?
Yeah. You know, thank goodness we still had a house, but I think this mentally and physically, it was just draining, like seeing all the suffering. Yeah, I don't think it'll never go away. It'll always be stuck with me. Like, it's something that you see in a movie. Everyone just running, because I was at the Canterbury, at the law library, and the windows just almost smashed. And this was a big library, and people were running, and it was like every man for themselves out the door. So it was actually really scary. You know, I think I'll never forget it. And it affected me in a way that I just wanted to start fresh and move away from.
You made that big leap, and you got into farming. What do you like about it?
I like the challenge. Like, and every day is a challenge, no matter what it is. If it's raining, sunny, like there's always something that needs to be done. So that's a challenge for me. And I love the fact that you can make it your own. And I love being, you know, outdoors and not being stuck in four walls, you know.
And what about the challenges here on this property and being a kind of a one-man band, I guess? Who do you go to if you need help or need advice?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm lucky I've got the farm owners, you know, they help me a lot. They're awesome mentors. But probably my anchor in terms of my life and the person that helps me get through things is probably my wife. Eh? So I go to my wife and ask her, what's for dinner? No. It's my wife. She's the rock, man, and my kids. So that's what drives me. Yeah.
We're in the family house now. You've got some photos there.
Yes. Photos of our journey along the way. There's my mum when we were in Samoa. That's when I was a little six-year-old, little fella. Some memories there. And that's my brother-in-law there, my sister.
Did you think as a boy growing up in urban Christchurch you'd ever end up here?
No way. I could say I was probably the biggest city kid there was. Really, I didn't want to get my hands dirty, that's for sure. Didn't want to wear gumboots because I thought it didn't look cool. So, But I think that was just at the time the view of what I was going through and what everyone thought I was. So when I let go of that and I actually focused on what on myself, then that's when I found out, hey, I can actually do this. And I feel like that's the thing that all of us go through when we go through high school, especially people during my generation, like after high school, 18 years old, 19, I reckon that's the hardest years of our lives, because you finish high school and you might get pressured into doing something, but you don't really know in yourself what you want to do. We had a friend who went to Taratahi and we asked him, you know, what's it like? He said, I can't explain it. You just have to go and do it. So at that stage, after the earthquakes, I thought, oh, you know, it's actually, why not? I've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. So that was the mentality I had to go into Taratahi, and thankfully we did. Let's go get some nuts in there for the carbs.
How many calves have you got, Junior?
So all up we have about just under 200 reared calves. So That's probably the most we've done since I've been here. It's a lot of work, but it's rewarding. When you rear them, you think that it doesn't stop. But once you take them off the milk and see them in the paddock eating grass, that's rewarding because you know that you've got them to that stage and they're healthy and well. You know, they're like babies. You see them grow, and, you know.
What age do you get them?
We get them in 3 to 4 days old. So we get them off the neighbours and then we just put them on a trailer and bring them here. So it's quite handy because, you know, we're helping them out, helping ourselves too, because otherwise they'll just be bobby calves, you know. So the heifers, we'll take them to R2s, so 2-year-olds, rising 2-year-olds, and then the males, the steers, we'll take them till about 18 months. So, and then we sell them store. But the heifers we'll keep and try and get a good weight on them and try and turn them into hamburgers. Yeah.
Here are the calves. They're all in the corner of the paddock there, waiting for their feed.
Yep.
They know it's feed time.
Yep, waiting patiently. See, we've got the speckled parts there, Hereford Frisians, and this year we've got a bit of... When I first started, I thought they all looked the same. But now, you can tell them apart. Like, they've all got their different personalities, you know? Like this one, might eat your mic. It's quite pushy. And then you got some that just are shy, timid. And then you got others that just eat like a pig, eh? Again, this is rewarding us doing this. Like coming out and seeing them eat all this feed, eat all these nuts and that. It's just awesome, eh? It's a cool feeling. So me and Jackie, the owner, farm owner, we work together and rear them, get them to this point. And she's really switched on to like picking up animal health with them. Because she's been doing this for years. So for me to come and learn off her, it's been quite an experience, eh? You know? Just soaking it all in and picking her brains out on things that I would never see. But doing it now, I've realised what I can do better than since I started. And now it's just, you know, progression, eh? Getting better.
Genius says keeping fit goes hand in hand with his farm work. So what have you got here?
So here I've got barbells. So I use these for arm curls. So I usually just pick it up and then just curl it. And then I have the old tires. So I roll
just
that.
Old tractor tires.
Yep. Just put that on the ground and just lift it up, roll it over, and then. I've got the old chopping wood axe, and you just bang the tire as hard as you can for 30 seconds. So you see that.
Junior, you also got something else going on. You do training sessions down the road at the Pātauka Community Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that come about?
So I'll be honest, though, I lost my mum passed away and my brother-in-law passed away over Christmas, and that was all over in the space of 1 month, so I didn't have time to process everything. So I'm at a good headspace now, and I feel like doing the men's group for me made me like reach out and be vulnerable with the situation, actually seek advice from like other men that were going through a lot of struggle too. So expanding my struggle and hearing their struggle, but also having a workout session really created that space of mental health awareness amongst us men, because I feel like there's a lot of pressure around us to do well, like provide for the family, but we don't really get to talk to each other about actually like what happened to you, like, are you all good, like you ask the question, are you all good, bro? But it's the surface level. It's not really like, oh, how are you actually doing, you know? So I feel like this class for me, the men's group, fitness group, came about my self-healing. Yeah, so I've got a couple of engineers down the road, a couple of dads, builders, just all sorts of men, all walks of life come down to the class.
Farmers from around here?
Yeah, and farmers too. yeah.
Because they have their own challenges as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yep.
The weather and...
Yeah, the weather, the timing of everything, the seasons, the market prices, everything. But I feel like everything, when they turn up, like they leave there at the door and it's all like left at the door and we just do a good workout. And now and then we might have a few beers, but that's, you have to earn that beer. So. But yeah, it's I enjoy it. I enjoy it. So we call it rural rise. It's cultivating men's mental and physical well-being. So yeah, look it up, team. It's awesome. Yeah, and yeah, if you want to see more of my content and stuff I put up, I've got an Instagram page called Farmer Dad Chat. And yeah, just if you want to chat or anything, talk about stuff, what I do, just message me and I'll try my best to get back to you. It's what I want people to figure out, like, you can do whatever you want to do. And I feel like my journey, like, what I'm doing now, like, I'm happy, but it's because I've done all the work. And I want people to get that mindset that if they do all the work and they have a goal and believe in something, then they can have whatever they want. And it bugs me seeing people not do anything, but then complain that they don't have much. So if, you know, that's what I want to get across, that, you know, life is not all rainbows and sunshine. It has to be hard work. Like, we have to suffer to be able to get the rewards. Like, you have to be uncomfortable to be comfortable.
Are you in touch with the Pacifica community? Is it something that you wish to inspire people of Pacific heritage as well, into farming?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. I actually do a little bit of boxing class over in Flaxmere with the Paliti, one of the council members over in Flaxmere and Hastings, and we got to talking and he was saying that it's cool how, like, I do farming, but I was trying to figure out how do we get more Pacific Islanders into farming, get the exposure. And he said to me that I think we don't see more of it, like there's no one to idolise to get into it. So I'm hoping that I can hopefully be an inspiration to any kid out there, Pacific kid, that, you know, or someone out there, that they can do whatever they want to do, and agriculture is a huge stepping stone and a huge career option. So for example, myself, like, I came off the city, I had no farming knowledge whatsoever. I was pretty much green as grass. And I went to Taratahi, and that taught me how to farm. And now, at 29 years old, I'm managing a farm, and I'm working towards equity partnership, buying into the farm. So that's my option, and that's my goal. But to another person, they could come along and do the same thing. They could even take my job if they wanted to. It's like, it's what you make of it. Like, it's in our DNA to go out and just do outdoor work. It's in our DNA. But we just need to get the knowledge somewhere to be able to do it. Like, we go back to Samoa and I get told to go help with the pigs, like, plant the taro and help do the beans. Like, it's all labour, physical, outdoor labour. And I feel like that's already installed in us from when we were kids back at home. So if we incorporate that side of it into farming, man, it's gonna take off.
Viliata Junior Funoti Talango, who farms near Patoka in Hawke's Bay, Te Matua Māui. Check out the video of him hip-hop dancing with the cows on our webpage.